And let's start by talking about something I know it's kind of hard to explain, but I think it's important. And that is what's called impact aid and the school's policy and procedures related to Indian students residing on Indian lands.
Well, like you say, Jay, it's a big thing to explain. But the simple explanation, and it is an oversimplified explanation, is that folks that live on the reservation don't pay the property taxes that other folks pay. And because of that, the federal government supplies aid for us based on the number of Native American students that we have that attend off of those lands. So that's aid that comes into our district. That aid then goes into the general fund, but it is supposed to be used specifically for educational purposes. It's not supposed to be used, you know, keep the lights on, things like that. The focus is supposed to be on the curriculum things and programming and whatnot. And so as part of the requirement, the school district has to have a policy that talks about how we are going to meet the needs of our Native American students. And it's been a really good experience working with the new education director up there, Haley Brickner, and she has organized the local Indian Education Committee, and that group has been very enjoyable to meet with. We're working really well together, and what we're doing is we are looking at the policy and we are editing it, because there are some things in there that have been in there for years that we just simply aren't doing. And so we need to look at, do we need to start doing those things again, or do we need to change them? As part of it, you also look at concerns that the parents of Native American students have, and we have that list. And school board's going to be working in a special session. We are going to be looking at those concerns and talking about how we can address those. The exciting part of this is that we are really opening real good lines of communication with the Grand Portage community and are excited about the direction we're headed.
And I understand that you had some input from the Grand Portage community on a number of issues Tuesday night as well.
Yes, there were several people in attendance at the Grand Portage meeting, which again was great to have several members there from the Grand Portage community and enabling us to have a good dialogue on issues related to student achievement. We talked a lot about the achievement gap that exists between white students and Native American students, and that is a very serious issue that needs to be looked at, and the only way that we are really truly going to address that is by working together. And again, the discussions were very productive. We're also talking about Ojibwe language and where that is in our society as a whole, and trying to make sure that language does not disappear from our society, and the importance of ISD 166 role in helping to maintain that important heritage and language.
Sounds like kind of like, what can we do, what can you do?
Right. Combination of let's each look at what we can do, and then let's talk about how we can make sure that we're, again, working in the same direction and complementing each other's services. You know, looking at everything from summer programming to school programming and the whole deal.
Very good. We've been speaking with the ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jay.